Irwin and the Music of the Spheres. Irwin is a young boy who is curious but also a bit lazy. He likes to read, write from time to time, watch movies, and listen to music. He is interested in all the subjects in school. History, math, French, and so on. However, there is one thing he detests more than anything else. Irwin does not like to be told what to do. As soon as he is obligated to do something, he loses all interest in it. To that point, another problem is that Irwin's parents desperately want him to play classical music. It is too bad because he really liked music. Now he feels obligated to do it and therefore does not like it. Each time he goes to the conservatory, it is like torture. Reading music makes him terribly bored. He asks himself why he is obligated to do this, why he absolutely must learn music. To top it all off, Mr. Constant, the music teacher, does not like him at all. He finds that Irwin is particularly lazy, and he does not voluntarily interest himself in musical education. "That's not true," responded Irwin. "I am someone who is very curious. I know this," he added. He had nothing to do. One day he was punished to write the entire score of By the Light of the Moon, right up until the end of class. He had had enough. Irwin did not want to go to the conservatory, but he had to attend class until the end of the term. The last day before the holidays, Irwin was asked what instrument he was going to choose for the start of the school year. Completely disinterested, he responded haphazardly. The piano. Yes, the piano is a good choice. The holidays had passed, and upon his return, Irwin was truly decided. He was not interested in music, so he would leave at the end of the term. All the same, the first class would be his lesson in piano, and he would not have to please Mr. Constant because he would be teaching violin. He arrived in front of the piano room, knocked on the door, waited a few moments, and then entered. Contrary to what he had imagined, it was a very beautiful room with calming and soothing amber lights. A superb black piano waited for him, placed in the middle of a magnificent carpet. His teacher welcomed him warmly. He was fairly young and had very beautiful long hair. He seemed very nice. "Hello, my dear Irwin. I am Mr. Serap. You have chosen the piano. Good choice." Irwin was a little bit shy. "Good. To start, we will have a discussion before we begin to play. Does that sound good?" Irwin agreed. That is when his new teacher began to tell him an admirable story about the piano's origins, its history, how it was created and why, and what he could do with it. The first day, Irwin did not touch even one key on the piano. He loved to go. All the stories that Mr. Serap told were interesting. On the seventh day, Irwin went to his usual spot in the piano room. For the first time, he saw his teacher seated behind the black piano. Mr. Serap asked Irwin to sit beside him. "Today, my dear Irwin, we are going to talk about the true story that music wants us to hear without end. Are you ready?"
"Definitely. But how is the music going to tell us a story if it doesn't have a mouth?" exclaimed Irwin.
"Straighten yourself up, open up your big ears, and they will be your eyes for the day, okay?"
"Yes," responded Irwin, who anxiously waited to see what his teacher would present him.
"I am going to tell you a secret, but beware. It is sacred, and everything that is sacred is binding," said Mr. Serap, laughing. "I'm kidding with you. Keep the secret to yourself, and do not tell anyone."
"It's a promise," said Irwin.
"Well, then, did you know that music, while it's being played, creates spheres?"
"Spheres?" said Irwin in amazement. "I have never seen spheres while listening to music."
"Oh, yeah? Well, come a little bit closer and concentrate."
Irwin drew closer and listened while Mr. Surratt played a piece written by Eric Satie.
"It is the Nocturne No. 1,
he whispered while playing.
"I don't see anything," Irwin remarked. "Concentrate a little bit more. You will see it. It will come."
So Irwin tried his hardest to concentrate. He allowed himself to be absorbed by the music, and all of a sudden, he thought he saw a small sphere coming out of the piano. It resembled a soap bubble with reflecting colors.
"Wow, it's fantastic! What is it?" he asked.
"This, my dear Erwin, is what we call the music of the spheres. And do you know what we can do with it?"
"No," responded Erwin.
"Inside one of these spheres, there is another world, an entire universe, which you can explore."
"For real?" asked Erwin, totally amazed.
"Yes, each piece of music has its proper sphere, its own universe."
"And how do we go there?" inquired Erwin curiously.
"Oh, for that, it is necessary to play music yourself."
"Then it is absolutely necessary that I learn how to play the piano," said Erwin happily.
Erwin trained himself as much as he could. He learned musical notes, scores, theory, and the piano. Almost every day he found time to train himself. His parents were delighted, and Mr. Constant did not bother him anymore. One day, after he had practiced for a long time, he put himself behind the piano in the music room, closed his eyes, and started to play. His hands glided over the piano keys, effortlessly creating a sumptuous melody. In that moment, while he was playing, without thinking, he entered the hidden world in the sphere that was released from the piano. Erwin could not believe his eyes. This world was magnificent, inhabited by numerous creatures typically found in fairy tales. From that day on, Erwin trained night and day. Eventually, he became one of the best musicians in the world, and of course, one of the first writers of Music of the Spheres, which he became most known for.